Well, the situation at Southwest is unique. They schedule their crews and their airplanes. So they fly to multiple cities across the country. So when weather disrupts, say, Denver last week, that sort of had a ripple effect across their schedule. What happened was crews and planes got out of place, and Southwest has some old technology systems that schedule those crews and planes, and they lost track of where people were. And that's what we're seeing the result of over this week.
You walked us up to this. We're hearing rumblings about the airline's software. Is it badly in need of an upgrade? Can you dig into that a bit?
Yes, I don't know the specifics of the system, but it's known to be an older scheduling system. And Southwest has been investing a lot of money in recent years to install new systems, but mostly on the customer-facing reservation side of things. So clearly, the investments have not gone to the crew and the aircraft scheduling side, and that's in desperate need. And they unfortunately knew about this. They've had meltdowns in the last few years that have been attributed to similar issues.
Has Southwest hurt itself with too aggressive a schedule?
I think over Christmas that they were staffed. The CEO has said they were staffed. Unfortunately, when the weather happened, they lost track of the staff, and it just snowballed. So I wouldn't say that they were over they overscheduled themselves, but they weren't ready for the ramifications of the weather.
What is your advice for flyers in terms of getting out of this mess and then not repeating it later, not finding yourself in that situation again?
That is a problem. Unfortunately, no one can control the weather, and that will affect travel for every airline. But it's good to have a backup plan. At this point, unfortunately, we're in a very busy travel period of the year. So there are not many other flights, and what flights are available are tend to be very expensive. If you were planning to head out on a trip this week on Southwest, I would definitely give that trip a second thought because you don't want to be stuck where you are. Unfortunately, that leaves sit tight or, rent a car in many places.
Some colleagues who know a bit about aviation have told me when you get to the end of the month, pilots and other employees can no longer work until they get a rest period. Is that contributing at all?
Definitely. It's the rest periods are more about the number of hours they've worked. So when a crew member has been on for a day, they need to have a set amount of rest, 12 hours. I don't remember the exact hours. So that is a problem. They have crews that are sitting in places and waiting to fly. And then when they're on duty, and if they don't fly and they've been on for, say, 8 hours, they time out and they have to have a guaranteed rest. And that has contributed to Southwest's problems.
But it's clearly a glaring problem with their airline this time around. Would you summarize it by saying between the old software and other problems, they've known about this a long time and have just kind of been using a patchwork system, and it's really time for something better from Southwest?
Absolutely. They definitely need to upgrade their systems. I wholeheartedly agree with this, and this should be a wake-up call to management that they really need to accelerate that.